The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Democrats had their turn, but now it's the Republicans front and center. This is a special edition of the Mike Gallagher Show, the 2020 Republican National Convention.
By swearing the oath of allegiance, each of you has entered a sacred and unbreakable covenant with our nation.
As MSNBC and CNN desperately fact-check throughout this week's RNC, the truth cannot be stifled. The difference between the Democrats and Republicans in 2020 are as dramatic as anything we've ever seen in our nation's history.
My name is Nick Sandman. Thank you all for listening to me tonight. And one more thing, let's make America great again.
Breaking it all down with analysis and your reaction. In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I'm afraid to say these words, but I'm not sure how much more we can take as a country. Now this storm has strengthened to a Category 4, threatening the coasts of Texas and Louisiana. We got everything but locusts coming down on us right now. We are going through so much as a country. I hope that everything that we're going through will make us stronger. I believe that. I have to have faith that as this nation has experienced really, really difficult, challenging times, that this will somehow, some way, with God's guidance, make us stronger. Welcome in. Day two is in the books from the RNC. I had a friend of mine remind me that if Melania Trump's name was anything other than Trump, she'd be on the cover of every fashion magazine, every style magazine in the world. And the reaction to Melania Trump's speech from the Rose Garden was utterly predictable on the part of the left. And I just hope people are paying attention. Here's what the First Lady said last night about growing up under communist rule, coming to the United States, becoming an American citizen. And I don't know if you're going to be sickened or angered or shocked at the reaction from the left. But, you know, we'll tee it all up for you. The president's wife painting the president as a fighter for American families, as a very unconventional non-politician guy, which drew some chuckles from the crowd assembled, the audience assembled in the newly renovated Rose Garden. Of course, the left went bonkers and bananas over the renovation of the Rose Garden. Bushes were torn down. No, they weren't. They were replanted in a greenhouse. Jackie Kennedy's, crab apple trees or whatever are still alive. But here was the First Lady last night of the United States of America kind of capping off a night of inspiration, of hope, of stories of American citizens, even newly naturalized Americans. It was another great night for the Republicans, capped off by America's First Lady.
Growing up as a young child in Slovenia, which was under communist rule at the time, I always heard about an amazing place called America, a land that stood for freedom and opportunity. As I grew older, it became my goal to move to the United States. I want to take the moment to thank my mother and father for all they have done for our family. It is because of you that I'm standing here today. Living and working in the land of opportunity was a dream come true, but I wanted more. I wanted to be a citizen. After 10 years of paperwork and patience, I studied for the test in 2006 and became an American citizen. It is still one of the proudest moments in my life. I understand what a privilege it is to live here and to enjoy the freedoms and opportunities that we have.
Now, I know this will surprise you, but a lot of people on the left who want Joe Biden to win mocked Melania Trump. Actress and singer Bette Midler mocked Melania's accent, tweeting, quote, "She can speak several words in a few languages. Get that illegal alien off the stage." Then for good measure, she added, quote, "Oh God, she still can't speak English," unquote. Now, there was plenty of backlash to this miserable woman's tweets. And think about how full of rage and hate and unhappiness you have to attack the First Lady of the United States of America. Because like it or not, Melania Trump is Bette Midler's First Lady as well. I know she doesn't like it. Piers Morgan replied to the "Oh God, she can't speak English" tweet saying, "Oh God, Bette Midler's a racist." Kennedy from Fox Business responded, "Who knows, xenophobia was the wind beneath your wings." Ross Kaminsky wrote, "How many languages do you speak, Bette? Melania speaks Slovenian, English, French, Italian, and German." Of course, Melania was born in Yugoslavia. Her first language is Slovenian. She does speak all those languages. She expressed her sympathies for those who lost loved ones during coronavirus. She criticized the media for false headlines and gossip, untruths. In fact, there was a moment last night that was so brilliant and so beautiful, and of course, I'm sure that the left found plenty to criticize about the president inviting immigrants to the naturalization ceremony that actually took place in the White House during night two of the RNC.
Congratulations to everybody. With the rights and freedoms each of you now enjoys as citizens, there is no dream beyond your wildest reach, because Americans can do anything. Today, you have also accepted the profound duties and responsibilities that come with American citizenship. By swearing the oath of allegiance, each of you has entered a sacred and unbreakable covenant with our nation. You have pledged your undying loyalty to the American people, the American Constitution, and the American way of life. You're now stewards of this magnificent nation, a family comprised of every race, color, religion, and creed. United by the bonds of love, we are one people sharing one home, saluting one great American flag.
Now, compare that to the hate and the anger on the left. In fact, even the woman who was beat by President Trump in 2016 kind of reared her head this week. Gave an interview to Jennifer Palmieri, one of the top Democrat operatives for Hillary Clinton. And I still am in a little bit of a state of shock over this. Remember the debate in the 2016 campaign where Hillary accused Trump of not being worrying that he wouldn't accept the outcome of the election? Listen, that's child's play compared to 2020. I want you to hear Hillary Rodham Clinton and what she said this week online.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
How you like them apples, huh? How do you like Hillary Clinton advising Joe Biden not to concede if and when he loses the election? Don't concede if you lose. Like, she shouldn't have conceded because she got beat in 2016? There is a choice. There is such a stark, dramatic difference right now in America, and it's beyond just right and left. It's beyond Democrats and Republicans. This is beyond conservatives or liberals or independents. This is just flat out right versus wrong. And if you don't see how wrong the Bette Midlers and the Hillary Clintons and the CNNs and the Washington Posts and the New York Times of the world are right now, I don't know what to do for you, because to me it is incredibly clear. In a normal media environment, if the media had a shred of dignity, if the media had a sliver of professionalism, Hillary Clinton advising Joe Biden not to concede a defeat would be one of the biggest political bombshells of the decade. Instead, it barely gets any attention. 1-800-655-MIKE. Welcome in to a Wednesday, August the 26th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show, right here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I hope you join us. I hope, listen, if you had a chance to watch the DNC or the RNC versus the DNC, hey, join us. Let's get your take on some of the incredible moments, and I'm going to break it down for you. Also, gunfire erupting in Kenosha, Wisconsin last night. Two people are dead after the lieutenant governor and the governor and even Joe Biden poured fuel on the rhetorical fire over the police shooting there. Got the latest awful news out of Kenosha coming up here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Again, join us, 1-800-655-MIKE. Call, leave a voicemail, or text your perspective coming up.
Last night we were listening to Melania Trump's message. I turned to my husband and I said, watch tomorrow, the leftists will all attack her accent. Sure enough, first thing I hear when I get up this morning, you know, this party that's supposed to be so pro-immigrant, think America is better for immigrants. You know, this is really just insulting to all of us who are descendants of immigrants. My great-grandparents came from Italy, could not speak a lick of English. You know, this is really just outrageous to all of us.
Hey, Mike, this is Steve. The reason no one's paying attention to what Hillary says is because she has been forgot about a long time ago, and she is just trying to keep her name relevant, but the Clintons are washed up.
I don't know that it's that simple. I think this is a very big deal. Am I wrong? Am I wrong in being dumbfounded that Hillary Clinton is advising Joe Biden not to concede a defeat? Not to concede the outcome of the election? You tell me. Maybe it's just not a big deal because she's irrelevant. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. Portions of our show are brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home. Meanwhile, out of Kenosha, last night, apparently Don Lemon on CNN said, quote, I'm just seeing this on social media, the rioting has to stop. It's showing up in the polling. It's showing up in focus groups. Yeah, sure is. Leighton, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Leighton. How are you?
Thank you, Mike, for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm just overwhelmed by the genuineness and authenticity of these speakers. It's just overwhelming. Quickly, the kid from Covington. What parent wouldn't be proud to have him as a son? And I just about fell out when he put on that mega hat.
Oh, my gosh. I was screaming in my living room. But did you hear what the former press secretary for Bill Clinton and CNN contributor said about Nick Sandman's speech, Leighton? He tweeted,
I did not.
He tweeted, I'm watching the convention because it's important, but I don't have to watch this snot-nosed, entitled kid from Kentucky. That's
Paul,
Joe Lockhart.
Let me quickly say about Melania. I think she's a national treasure, and the criticism of her is just ignorance, Bette Midler. Wake up. Last night, I was surfing the channels, and I stopped on Colbert only because Trey Gowdy was supposed to be on. I don't watch that stuff. He is so nasty. He said she was dressed like a German troop commander, and he was fun of Eric Trump's teeth. I mean,
who said that?
On. The Bible says we should pray for our enemies.
Wait a minute. Trey Gowdy said that about Melania Trump?
No. Stephen Colbert.
Oh, Colbert.
He kept pushing his gum up on his teeth, so he's looking buck-toothed, and he was making fun of Eric Trump. So
they're lunatics, Leighton. They're filled with hate and rage, and the American people get to make a decision about their lunacy on November the 3rd. Incidentally, you know, the CDC, we're in the middle of this coronavirus still, of course. Restaurants aren't allowed to open until 2021 or beyond, I guess, in New York City. In a shift that perplexed doctors, the CDC has now changed its COVID-19 testing guidelines to say that some people without any symptoms may not need to be tested, even if they've been in close contact with someone who has had the virus. Are you confused yet? Hang in there. 800-655-MIKE. I need your voice. I need some normalcy here on the Mike Gallagher Show. A big theme of America is paying it forward. Today, there's a situation in the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean not getting a lot of headlines. In countries like Haiti and Guatemala, COVID-19 is not just a medical crisis, but it's become a food crisis. Parents who have worked hard to support themselves find themselves without a way to feed their children. Without their work as day laborers, they're watching their children starve. Over the years, I've traveled with Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is amazing. I've seen kids receive the food that will keep them from starvation. That's why I'm asking you to make a donation to Food for the Poor right now. Your one-time gift of $111 will feed 3 children for 6 entire months. Just a one-time gift of $185 will provide life-saving emergency food relief to 5 children for 6 months. Call 844-860-HOPE, 844-860-4673, or click the red emergency food relief banner at MikeOnline.com. The need is great, but I know your generosity is greater. Click on the red emergency food relief banner at MikeOnline.com and be the answer to a mother's prayer now. With me now on the phone, I have Ronnie McMullen of Life Change Tea, which is an amazing product. Ronnie, tell us all about this wonderful tea and how you got started.
Well, my gut got compromised, and I started looking into what I need to do to change that. Food was different 60 years ago. It was minimally processed, free of pesticides, and today, it's not the same. So this tea is blended with a powerful herbal formula that helps us get more energy and unlock things downstairs.
How do you know it's working? And how often should we drink the tea?
Every day we should be drinking that tea because we eat food every day. We eat GMOs every day. It's a mild cleanse, and it cleanses your body from the inside out. We always take care of the outside, but not the inside. So there's no GMOs. It's all organic. And Life Change Tea, it is the tea that makes you go. And you can read on our website, getthetea.com, about all the testimonials.
Getthetea.com, getthetea.com, promo code Mike, and click apply for free shipping. Getthetea.com.
Since the Democrats didn't get their expected post-convention bounce after last week's convention, will the Republicans get one?
We'll be a country that rises to higher heights, that dreams big, thinks big, and achieves the impossible. A country that values our remarkable journey.
Once again, in the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher with 2020 RNC highlights and your reaction to it all.
I want to play some of Nick Sandman's speech here in just a moment. Before we do that, though, I'm trying to digest all this. I'm trying to get over. I'm just absolutely flabbergasted at Hillary Clinton saying that Biden should not accept the outcome of the election. I'm trying to get over I'm just flabbergasted at CNN's Don Lemon saying the rioting has to stop because the polls. Honest to goodness, I've got a transcript. Derek's got the clip. I think we're about to play it for you in case you think I've gone bonkers and you think I'm making this up. The rioting has to stop, Chris. It's showing up in the polling. It's showing up in focus groups. It is the only thing right now that is sticking. This is a big game to these people, to multimillionaire TV anchors who sit was securely in their studios with lots of income as people are being burned out of their livelihoods, as their businesses are being burned down, as people are being two people killed in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and CNN's worried about the polling data and the focus groups. I'm not kidding you. We'll play it for you here in just a moment in case you disbelieve what I've just told you. First, though, let's get a little bit of Nick Sandman. This is the kid who was smeared by CNN, smeared by the mainstream media, accused of confronting a Native American protester activist. When it turned out it was the other way around, the crowd was really attacking the kids from Covington Catholic in Kentucky for going to a pro-life rally, and some of them wearing a MAGA hat, including this kid, Nick Sandman, who spoke last night during night two of the Republican National Convention.
My life changed forever in that one moment. The full war machine of the mainstream media revved up into attack mode. And do you know why? Because the truth was not important. Advancing their anti-Christian, anti-conservative, anti-Donald Trump narrative was all that mattered. And if advancing their narrative ruined the reputation and future of a teenager from Covington, Kentucky, well, so be it. That would teach him not to wear a MAGA hat. I learned what was happening to me had a name. It was called being canceled. Canceled is what's happening to people around this country who refuse to be silenced by the far left. And often, the media is a willing participant. But I would not be canceled. I fought back hard to expose the media for what they did to me, and I won a personal victory. I believe this country must unite around a president who calls the media out and refuses to allow them to create a narrative instead of reporting the facts. We must all embrace our First Amendment rights and not hide in fear of the media or from the tech companies or from the outrage mob either. One more thing. Let's make America great again.
And he put on his red MAGA hat one more time, triggering people like Joe Lockhart. Now, Joe Lockhart is a Democrat with a capital D. This is not some fringe guy. He was Bill Clinton's press secretary. He apparently is a CNN contributor. I don't watch him enough to know, but I'll take their word for it. He tweeted, "I don't have to watch this snot-nosed, entitled kid from Kentucky." That's the state of the Democrats right now. They are in full-throated panic mode. In fact, there was a report from The Hill moments ago that said Democrats are starting to get very concerned about Biden's strategy to stay in the basement, because he isn't going anywhere. While Trump is barnstorming America, Biden is hunkered down. Wonder how long that can last. How long can Biden stay hidden? Saw a report from Peter Ducey yesterday. His big news was that Biden was riding around on a bike with a helmet on. And listen, and I'm not saying this to be facetious or sarcastic. He shouldn't be riding a bike. Listen, I shouldn't be riding a bike. I rode a scooter once up 9th Avenue in New York City, and it didn't end well for me. One of those Vespa scooters. I loved that scooter. Everything I take joy in, God sometimes takes from me. So please, Mr. Biden, stay off of a bike. I'm not kidding you. We don't need a bike accident. We don't need any of these guys to be putting themselves in jeopardy in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not kidding you. I don't like the idea of Joe Biden riding around on a bicycle. That's true. That Vespa scooter, I had so much joy on that thing, and I hit a pothole. It was 9th Avenue, right? Erica, was it 10th Avenue? Maybe it was 10th. It was 10th Avenue. Hit a pothole, almost got run over by a bus, fell right on my incision for my hip replacement. You don't think that hurt with my phone digging into the incision? Took me to the emergency room, and my kids said, "Dad, lose the scooter. You survived this time. Don't ride." And I thought, sure, of course I got to give up the scooter. Joshua, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hey, Joshua, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me. I just wanted to comment on Hillary Clinton kind of advising Joe Biden. I have a feeling she knows what is entailed in the total aspect of it. If he gets caught doing something in the fraudulent aspect, she knows the can of worms that's going to come with it. Plus, she knows, hopefully she's smart enough to know it's not going to be smart that fighting is going to cause more riots and more.
How in the world can you have such a lack of respect if you're Hillary Clinton, Joshua, for democracy, for the American way of deciding things through elections? How can, and honest to goodness, I'm really, really amazed at this. And honest to goodness, barely even mentioned by the media. Barely even noticed. Carl, thanks, sir. Thanks for calling. Carl, you're up. How you doing, Carl?
Well, thank you very much, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say the Republican Party, Bob, they're getting better each night.
Yeah.
I tell you, the president was very good last night.
It was very good. It was another, night, frankly, Carl, of showing ordinary Americans who are the promise of this country. How about the bank robber, John Ponder? What a story that is. I mean, this was an incredible moment. This is a guy pardoned by President Trump, given a second chance in life. He has become a believing man of faith, a Christian, who had a very unlikely, very, very unlikely road, very unlikely road to redemption. His name is John Ponder, and stood before the world in last night's night two of the RNC.
I can't tell you how grateful I am to have the opportunity to speak here today. Not so long ago, my life was running from the police, fearing the police, and avoiding the police. Not because of anything that the police had done to me personally, but due to the animosity I had allowed to grow inside of me, making me believe that they were my enemy. But today, praise God, I am filled with hope, a proud American citizen who has been given a second chance. My transformation began in a prison cell where I found myself a three-time convicted felon facing yet another sentence. I gave my life to Jesus and made him a promise that I would spend the rest of my days helping others like me. My first help and support came from the unlikeliest of places, the FBI agent who arrested me, Richard Beasley. He is now a dear friend and has been a source of encouragement to me throughout my entire journey. I am grateful for the men and women of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department who volunteer their time to people who are returning to our local community after incarceration. These are the real-life heroes who put their lives on the line every day, armed with the promise that they made to protect and to serve, have made a tremendous impact in the lives of men and women reintegrating back into our society. My hope for America is that formerly incarcerated people will be afforded the opportunity to take advantage of the fact that we live in a nation of second chances. My hope for America is that law enforcement and people in the communities across our country can come together and realize that as Americans, we have more in common than we have differences. My hope for our great nation is to continue on this path we are on of being the most prosperous country in the world.
Do you know, you want to know the New York Times reaction to this? Because now that he runs a nonprofit for you know, marginalized, at-risk people. The New York Times is wondering, apparently one of its columnists or writers said, is he allowed to participate? He shouldn't be allowed to participate in a political process as the head of a 501c3. That's their takeaway. To this, here's the president's announcement of the full pardon for this man.
So now I'd like to invite John's wife, Jamie, to join us as I grant John, I'm not sure you know this, a full pardon.
You know, they're wrapped up, the New York Times, with its incredible response. He shouldn't be participating because he's... how about Mike Pompeo? Pompeo shouldn't be addressing the convention from Jerusalem. Even Chris Wallace was ranting about that last night on Fox News. For the few moments I watched Fox a little bit last night. This is the people's house, you know. The United States of America, represented by a sitting president in the people's house. It is spectacular that all of this is coming from the White House. It is spectacular that people have are having the guts to stand up and be heard. Ordinary citizens, from Covington high school kids to black Christians who have another chance at life and success, from a first lady who is a legal immigrant to the United States, representing her husband's message as well as anybody could, that we do welcome legal immigrants into the United States of America. It's the illegal part we don't like. There was just so much to celebrate. And I've got to take just a few seconds to celebrate the greatness of you, this audience. Because with all of the negative stuff, with this tough year we're in, with this tough month we're in, during this coronavirus pandemic, you've recognized that poor, desperately poor people in places like Haiti and Guatemala and Jamaica and all around the world are facing even bigger challenges than we do. The situation in Haiti, for example, is especially grim. And I want you to just accept my thanks. We right now have raised over $140,000 in a few weeks here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Collectively, my Salem Radio Network hosts and I have raised over, our shows have raised, our audiences have contributed well over $600,000. And these are the final few days of my campaign, our Food for the Poor campaign. Food for the Poor. Remember those four words. Food for the Poor is a Christian relief organization, a ministry doing God's work. And you have stepped up from $10 to $10,000. People have made donations of all sizes, of all levels. You have told me, and I've been calling people left and right. You know my policy, and I've got a list still. Today, tonight, the next few days, I'm calling people who are making donations to our campaign. And people are telling me, yeah, Mike, I had an extra $500 here, and I thought I'm going to give it to the Gallagher Show's campaign for food for the poor, for needy, starving children, to save lives. Do you know that $37 will feed a starving child for six entire months? We're in the final few days of this campaign. It's over Friday. I'm hoping you will step up and go to MikeOnline.com, click on the emergency relief banner at the top of the page. Let's go out with a huge, huge bang of glory with donations from people from all corners of our country. Let's celebrate America's greatness together, because in the month of August, you are doing something that is that would have been inconceivable. Thousands of children's lives are being saved by your donations. Again, please go to MikeOnline.com. The emergency food relief banner is at the top of the page, where you can make a secure online donation, or just pick up the phone and call 844-860-HOPE, 844-860-4673, and make an online donation or contribution over the phone. Or you could just text the keyword food to 800-655-MIKE. Just text food to 800-655-6453, and I'll send you back the link where you could make an online donation. You feel like saving some lives today? You feel like being part of this massive humanitarian effort that God will bless? You feel like, is your heart touched right now by wanting to help those in need? Just text the keyword food to 800-655-MIKE, or just call 844-860-HOPE, or please go to MikeOnline.com and click on the emergency food relief banner at the top of the page and make any size donation you can afford. And let's do God's work together and help Food for the Poor in our August campaign to help the neediest of the needy. Thank you for your big heart. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for your patience. If you're expecting a call from me, I promise I'm going to get to you. I'm calling as many people as I can, especially $1,000 donors or more who have blessed us with your big, generous donation. Thank you for supporting Food for the Poor and the Mike Gallagher Show. See you, but then again, that doesn't mean.
Many times I cried alone.
Mike Gallagher.
Just because I know there's somebody listening to me thinking that Don Lemon couldn't have possibly said the rioting has to stop in America because it's not polling well and it's showing up in focus groups, I've got the clip for you. Here it is.
But guess what? The rioting has to stop. Chris, as you know and I know, it's showing up in the polling. Mm-hmm. It's showing up in focus groups. It is the only thing, it is the only thing right now that is sticking.
The degree of cynicism and hatred is stunning to me. And you know, you heard what Anderson Cooper did last week to Mike Lindell from MyPillow, right? Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow, the pillow that everybody wants, the pillow that never goes flat during the night, stays nice and cool. You saw the way CNN treated Mike. Every time they do that, people just support a company like MyPillow. Buy one pillow, get the second one free, get the Giza Dream Sheets. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034, like we love to sing. Well, I guess not. For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world.
MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G. Thank you very much for spending part of this difficult, but in many ways inspiring day. We're going to do it again tomorrow. I got two more days I'm on vacation. And don't anybody try to talk me out of it. Have a great day. Be safe and keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.